The Rishonim all ask a question, how come there is no beracha on the mitzvah bikur cholim? Which means before you go visit a patient, you should make a beracha. So the Rashba asks this question. The Rashba says a very important yesod, a principle in making berachot. He says any mitzvah that's dependent on two people, so you cannot make a beracha in such a case, because maybe the second person will reject the mitzvah. For example, tzedakah. Imagine a person has his money to give tzedakah. He says the beracha, a mitzvah, tzedakah. And like many times happens, the ani says, what, only a dollar? I'm not interested. Now he walks away. Now you're holding the dollar, you made a beracha lebatala. So since it's dependent on somebody else, you can't make a beracha. The person's going to make the beracha, and the sick person's going to go like this to leave the room. So therefore it could be a beracha lebatala. The Or Zarua gives a different interpretation. He says that any mitzvah that doesn't have a time to it, that can be done at any moment, 24 hours a day, does not have a beracha. Other Rishonim contend that any mitzvah that's logical, which means that even the goyim can understand, for example, like honoring parents, like giving charity, visiting the sick. So you can't say Ashir Kedeshanu b'mitzvotav, that you designated us, that we're special. Even the goyim understand that you have to visit the sick. But we may offer yet another interpretation. Maybe the Hachamim did not allow us to make a beracha on such a mitzvah because you're making a beracha on somebody's pain. But here now, a guy's in bed, he's laid up, and you're coming, Baruch atah, the guy's sick. So therefore, it's not proper for you to get a mitzvah, the beracha, on somebody else's pain. Finally, we may say that sometimes a person goes to do the mitzvah, bikor cholim, but in truth, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. For example, if he says something foolish to the sick person, for example, he says to him, this is kapara for your avonot, this is why this is happening to you. So the guy now wishes this guy never came. So therefore, could be you don't make a beracha because you might not be fulfilling the mitzvah the proper way.